Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones, or grab your love partner. If you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me.
Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. And lean back, put your head up in it. Let's have some fun. To the left, to the left now. To the right, to the right. Now take your left hand and put it on your side.
Hey, it's a yeah. On Kale's Corner, we're gonna have some fun, yeah. We're gonna. What's up, ladies?
Yeah.
How you feel?
Get him, Kale.
Girl, hey, listen, I don't know what it is or what's happening, but I've been in one of them moods today. You hear me? I mean, it's just girl, all day long, everything's been a rhyme, been a joke, been laughing, and just like it really, really enjoying my day. You know what I mean? And it's been so long, really, and I know Reese would say, if you was enjoying your day so much, why you come in here but let me tell you this. When I got off work, girl, it's raining hard as I don't know what, right? And we all know my job is directly across the street from the metro. So I'm walking and cars are like, you know how when cars get to you to the point where the next car coming is going to have to stop, right?
Right.
So, Trish, I step out. This bama pulls up like he's about to hit me. So, you know, girl, listen, northeast, southeast came all out of me. I'm sorry. I had to apologize, you know, to the man upstairs, you know, after the encounter. But I was like, hey, Slim, where can you go? Why are you so pressed to move up? You know what I'm saying? Which you can't go nowhere. Let me cross the street and go on about my business. Girl, he goes into the B word and F you and sucker, Emma, Effa, and all the... I said, oh, yeah? I said, get out the car and say that.
I know you did.
Yeah, look, he put his car in park like that was going to scare me. So I started walking around to the front of his car, and he acted like he was going to open the door. I said, I can open it for you. You know, get outside and talk that trash. And he finally rolled his window up. I stepped off. And then when I got on the other sidewalk, way across the street, walking away, minding my business, his light turned green. He blow the horn, stick out the middle finger as he's driving by. And I quickly recited my favorite female rapper now, Megan Thee Stallion, and told him to eat a D, if you know what I mean. So,
There you go, bro. Yes.
Hey, look, but the day went right back to being sweet right after that. It was a joke. I mean, I even found a joke in that, you know, and got a laugh out of that. So, hey, man, here's a good friend. Tonight is kind of special. What's up with you, T? How you doing?
I'm just being blessed all around the board because remember me telling you I hardly ever get to see my other granddaughter and my grandson, but my youngest son, they was here today, baby. They was here today. They see grandma. Papa. So they said they coming back. They gonna make it a routine. So they, you know, we had a long talk. So we good now. I'm all, man, you know, bubble right now.
Man, that's what's up. That is what's up. You know,
yeah.
I was thinking about y'all in that situation earlier in the week. And, you know me, I'm always dropping a prayer. And I honestly said, Lord, help them out. You know what I mean? Help them with that situation.
Yes.
But sometimes we need his intervention. We need, because Lord knows I needed him this afternoon to tap me on the shoulder and say, boy, you forget you having a good day. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all of us, you know, sometimes we in need of that, should I say, proper encouragement. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
yes.
That's a good thing. All right. On to the show. This is week 3 of preseason, y'all. We're going to wait until the second half of the show. And we're going to do our picks. Miss C, we're going to go through all of them. Am I correct?
Correct. So I'm going to need the whole half hour so we can get, you know, we can get everything. Because you know how we do. We get on one team and then we talk about that team for 2, 5 minutes, 6 minutes or whatever.
Right.
So we might need the whole second half to do all the teams.
Okay, that's what's up. Cam Newton and his decision not to get the COVID-19 vaccine. I want to know where you all stand on that. What do you think about that? You know, I know he has rights, but he also has a job, you know, and this seems to me like one of those, I don't want to call it a catch-22, But it's like when we were young and our mom told us, don't touch that stove. And what did we do? We didn't touch that stove. And if we did, we felt the pain of heat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of, you know, you need the vaccine, get the vaccine, and you won't have to quarantine yourself for 5 days, and Cam has opened the door for this rookie, his competitor, to come in there. So we're going to talk about that, and I really, really, really want to hear everyone's opinion on that. Dwayne Haskins. For those of you who did not know, he threw a shot at this Washington football team coaching staff in trying to ingratiate himself with the Pittsburgh Steelers coaching staff. I'm going to delve deep into that one, for real, because I'm going to delve deep into that one. Look out, all of the NFC and all of the NFL, Cowboys on their way, because it has been reported that Dak and Zeke are kumbaya on the same page. Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. But, you know what I mean? We're hearing reports about them Zeke and the quarterback training room during a training camp for a language familiar type situation. Anyway, yeah. So we all got to watch out. We got a team in the NFC. Watch out. The Cowboys are coming. Yeah. Anyway. Watch their head. Three finalists for the new team name. We'll discuss that at length. And I want you guys, you know, even if fan or not, tell us what you think that new name should be. For you, Marcus, my man Marcus, Tyron Woodley, and he about to go crazy on Jake Paul you know, within this MMA fight coming up. So we got, I want to hear not just Marcus. I know I'm going to hear Marcus' words on this, but I want to hear everybody's words on this because, I mean, for real, Tyron Woodley is fighting a YouTube sensation and Jake Paul. And the question is, has his career really gone to that measure yet? Seriously, has it really gone to that measure where he has to fight a YouTube sensation? Wow. Okay. Yeah. All of these subjects and much more on Kale's Corner. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Y'all stick around, man. It's about to get into it. Looked at it that way. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, until you be on the other side, having to pay for tickets, and you the A side, and that's not the way it's supposed to go. But you the A side, you the favorite, and you still selling tickets, you still filling seats. You know what I'm saying? And you're selling tickets to pay for your opponent's purse and his room and board and all that kind of, and flights and all that kind of stuff. So when it comes to Jake Paul, bro, Jake Paul is a meal ticket. He is a meal ticket. You bring Jake Paul into any situation, right, he like the Justin Bieber of controversial sports.
He comes with his own bag. That's what it is. Jake Paul's got so many followers and so many, all his money he didn't make. So he comes with his own bag.
Yeah.
So, you know, most people won't fight you now that you can bring something to the table. That's why everybody want to fight him. Everybody want to fight Jake Paul because he got his own bag.
And you know what else, Therese?
Yeah.
I got to tell you. Now, I ain't no big fan of Jake Paul. But Jake Paul was doing something against Mayweather that I ain't seen nobody do, even against the older version of Mayweather. This boy should never have been able to slip some of the punches that he was slipping off of Mayweather. And people usually...
I think Mayweather didn't prepare for that fight because he thought he was just going to go in there and beat that boy up. You know what I'm saying? I think he just didn't do no homework on him or nothing. He just thought he could just go in there because I'm Mayweather and I ain't never lost no fight and I got my own money, this, that, woo, woo, woo. So I'm just going to go in there and I'm going to beat him up.
I don't know,
Marcus, do me a favor. Marcus, do me a favor. Break that down for those of us who aren't really familiar. What do you mean by slip the punch? What do you mean by that?
Oh, yeah, I know what he means, but go ahead, yeah.
Okay. So basically, slipping a punch is just basically slipping or rolling underneath the punch. And it was something, there's a particular punch that Mayweather loves to use, and it's a sneaky left hook from his hip that he throws, right? I call it pop shot, but it's so effective. It's like a hook jab. You know what I mean? A good jab can nullify your opponent, right?
Okay.
And this guy, and Mayweather is known for tearing that tail up with either lead straight right hand, and it don't have a lot of. It's like a stiff straight right hand that he throws. That is like a jab. But it's not the power of a right hand. It's more like the power of a jab because all his weight is pushed forward, right? And then he got this hook. That boy slipped about 85 to 90% of his hooks. And I ain't seen nobody evade Mayweather's hooks because they're so sneaky.
Right.
Hey, remind you, he had probably no experience. So Jake Paul is athletic as hell, you know, when you really put it together. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's a really athletic boy. Now, he ain't all that. Don't get me twisted. But to be able to do that against probably one of the best defensive fighters, best landing offensive, like, percentage-wise shots, you know, in the business, Floyd Mayweather, that was shocking to me. You know, but it's all about the money at the end of the day.
With all that being said, who are you taking in this fight, Tyron Woodley or Jake Paul?
Well, I'm always take the more experienced fighter. Are these MMA rules or boxing rules?
MMA.
If it's MMA, Jake Paul will be
MMA match.
Oh, okay. he gonna get his ass hurt.
Yeah,
it's a whole new day. I told y'all, I don't play around with the MMA, brother. It's a whole new day.
Tyron Woodley is an animal, man. Tyron Willie is an animal, official animal.
Yeah, if they
doing
MMA, man, he's tripping.
You ain't lying.
He's tripping. I'm telling you, man, MMA is no joke, man. It ain't like boxing, man. Ain't nothing. We call it the sweet sign. Ain't nothing sweet about MMA, bro. Ain't nothing sweet about it. No.
Yeah. Well, maybe Jake Paul just thinks, you know, I have a nice purse. I have a nice bag, as Streets deemed it. Maybe he feels as though, you know, I need more. I want more. I'm trying to, you know, go into another round of fighting and see what it does for him. Why would he stick his toe in the field of Tyron Woodley? I'll never understand that, but I can understand him wanting to pick up more.
What? When are they fighting? What month?
I believe it was next month.
Yeah.
Oh no. He gonna get hurt, man.
He said, "Oh no." Marcus said, "Oh no."
He's gonna get hurt, man. He hasn't had enough time to train, man. There's no way. Absolutely not. Unless this boy has been training and we don't know about it.
He said he's been training since the Woodstown fight.
Yeah, that ain't enough time to learn him. You know, mixed martial arts means exactly that. You know, it's all of the different styles of fighting. You know, if you can't win with your hands, then they're going to try to do some wrestling moves on you. They might do some kicks, might do some Muay Thai, you know, might do some jiu-jitsu, you know. Like, and once you start getting into all that wrestling and that grappling on the ground, bruh.
Can I mark it? I don't mean to interrupt you, but the fight is for August the 29th. That's in 3 days.
Oh my goodness.
I just looked it up. It says the Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley is set to take place on Sunday, August 29th at Rocket Mortgage Field House in Cleveland, Ohio. Jake Paul's hometown.
Right. I'm reading that now, too. Ooh,
yeah.
Lord.
It's in 3 days. He's going to get his head busted open.
I mean, unless Jake Paul Jake Paul can punch. Unless Jake Paul actually catches him with a mean shot, you know what I mean, and he's able to stay upright, you know, he might do okay. You know, I don't know this other guy's background like that, whether he got good boxing background, but I'm telling you, most MMA fighters, man, are good going to the ground, man.
Absolutely.
And I know Jake Paul.
He good MMA, and I'm talking about Tyron Woodley. He's a good puncher. I don't know about boxing because he's not a boxer. But he's like the number one contender in his weight class, his weight, all that. Like, people don't really want to fight him.
Oh, yeah. And this is like an exhibition, right?
Yeah, so that means anything goes, and they ain't gonna be, you know, he's not supposed to go in there and want to kill the guy, but they just supposed to go in there and just, you know, do what they do. But I'm saying that guy Tyron Woody has the killer instinct. Like, I don't know if he can pull it back some.
Right, you gonna tell that line? Go ahead, chase that gazelle. Just don't sink your teeth into him. Hell no. My history teacher used to tell us, that's some bull cookie. You hear me?
Yeah.
That is some bull cookie if I ever heard it. For real. Because every fight I've seen Tyron Woodley participate in, you best believe he brought his own whenever the fight was. So, I don't know.
It's definitely gonna be a problem, man. It's over.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're gonna keep spinning Jake Paul, cause see, right now, Jake Paul kind of is like Money Mayweather, you know?
Yeah.
Right now, you know, and they spent it for Mayweather for a long time, you know?
That's true. That's true.
I don't think they know how to spin it in MMA, you know what I mean, and make it look real. Ain't no phantom punches in MMA.
Yeah,
nah.
Because I don't know what's going on with that.
No. Not
but guess
D1.
What? Jake Paul bring his, when I'm saying he bring his own purse, right, he got that money bag, that Bama is worth $20 million, okay, from YouTube.
Yeah,
and that's
he got his own button.
And he got his own following. He got like 10,000 followers. That's what I'm saying. Like he don't have to bring, he don't have to advertise or nothing. All he got to do is put it on his website, and all them people showing up.
Yeah, 10 mil. Yeah, them kids love Jake Paul. It's all about the kids. He got the kids.
Yeah, and everybody love him.
Yeah.
You ain't never lied. Marcus.
Yeah. He got the new Never
Level. I know somebody who don't love him, Tyron Woodley, and he's going to show him. He's going to show him just how much he does not love him on the 29th. Real talk.
Yeah,
he's an actor and a comedian. Not only do he do YouTube, he's an actor and a comedian.
Oh yeah,
so he got a lot of streams of income coming in. That's why everybody wanna fight him. Anytime he say he wanna fight somebody, like he always the one initiating it. Because he is who he is, he a YouTuber.
Jake Paul, only thing he can do is say yay or nay. Jake Paul has his rods and plenty of ponds out there fishing and trying to get on wherever, whenever, however he can get on. So, I mean, hey, I get a man a hand. You know, hey, listen, I'm going to say like this. You're a brave dude to just step up there like Marcus was saying. You can't fake it in MMA. There's no playing around and jabbing and none of that at all in MMA. You got to bring 1,000%. You have to bring it. You know what I mean? And MMA fighters, like, to piggyback on Marcus, to MMA fighters, their best fighting is while they're on the ground. I'm serious. I've watched MMA fights, and those dudes, it seemed like a different fighter comes out where they're on the ground. Now, Jake Paul, he's used to boxing, and once your opponent goes to the ground at boxing, the fight is over. And MMA, hell no.
It's just getting started.
What? Slim, sit
down. It's just getting started, bro.
But eat a sandwich, get you some popcorn, something, because
you're
going to be here.
You better do the PO.
You
better
do
the PO and get the popcorn ready.
You know. So, yeah, that's what's up. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We thank you for that chime in, my man Mark. You know, it's always
hey, Marcus,
good to hear from.
I see you later, Marcus. We'll see you Tuesday, Marcus. We love you.
563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. This is where Jake Paul going to be singing.
Take the bass line out. Let it bump, though. From standing on the corners popping to driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen. For dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard. From the dope spot with the smoke block singing the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell was since when y'all niggas know me to fail. Fuck nah, we all my niggas with the rubber grip.
or shot. And if you with me, mama, rubbing your tits and whatnot. I'm from the school of the hard knock. We must not let outsiders violate our block. And my plot is sick of the world and split it 50-50. Uh-huh. Let's take the dough and stay real jiggy. Uh-huh. Let's sip the Chris and get pissy-pissy. Flow infinitely like the memory of my nigga.
And Biggie. Baby.
My man Biggie, yeah.
So hell when I come to. Hey, man, that don't crank like this. Well, I forgot.
Yes,
you know, I ain't even going to get into it. we have three finalist names have surfaced for this Washington football team. They have the Washington football team, the Red Wolves, and the Red Hawks. Now, a lot of people are complaining with the name Red Wolves and Red Hawks because the red being the first name or the first title that's come to bear. And me, I'm going to say this, and I never thought I would say this. But Washington football team has kind of grown on me, you know, just the name, yeah. Washington football team kind of grown on me. So I really don't see a problem with just remaining Washington football team and let it go as it is. What do you say, Trey?
Washington football team has really grown on me as well. I was leaning more to Washington football colors. But, you know, because we all different races and all that, you know, we all mixed up here. It ain't just black. It ain't just white. So I was just saying, you know, like something like the Washington Shades or the Washington football colors or, you know, or
girl,
just the Washington
girl.
Football team. I'm with the Washington
you know
football
what?
Team. That's my final answer.
I'm going to kick your tail. You did not just
I
say
like the Washington football
State.
Team.
You did not just say to watch the shade, yeah. Oh, let's see what this
no,
all
I
is.
No, I said the Washington colors, like we're all different colors.
Okay. 5-5-5-5, who is this? 5-9-5, you're on with it. Okay, 5-9-5, I don't want to talk to her. Okay, that's cool,
they probably
that's cool.
Supporting us.
I know who this is. 703, come on and holler at me, man.
Why you gotta put out the first three digits of my telephone number? Like, I ain't touching. How y'all doing? How Miss Trees? How you doing, baby? How's our DMV?
I'm doing good. How you doing, baby?
It's 57 in there, KF57. Y'all call them. See, so many numbers, I get confused. What's up, bro, dab. But see, let me, when it comes to this Washington football team name, let me explain something to you. Chewbacca lives on the planet indoor with two feet little furry animals called Ewoks. And don't nobody see nothing wrong with that, right? So what's wrong with the Washington football team?
Right.
Hey, hold on. Do you want to go way in the water?
No.
I ain't gonna be up in no damn stadium talking about no, like no goddamn pig all damn day long, doing no damn game. All you doing is teaching children how to snort coke. Did I just say that? Yeah, I did. I'm just saying, some of you know, some people, if you flip your hand and look inside your palm, they might enjoy that. I'm just saying. But I ain't going to be all snorting like no damn hog for no 2-3 hours up in no damn stadium. Hold on. And then when they come to that pig, though, see, you got to watch that pig, especially when you talk about black people and the history of the pig and on many levels. You know what I'm talking about? The pig in the 60s and the 70s was considered the police that used to beat up and racial brutality the black people, the popo, the police, the pig. So, and it's not no knock to the hogettes or whatever that was around during my Jedi Master time, and at the end of their career, I was graced to get to know a couple of them. The hog farmers can kiss my ass though, But at the end of the day, though, when it all comes down to it, though, I kind of agree with y'all. The Washington football team, guess what? It had dawned on me. And also, if I'm a fan, I got a gripe to pick with these Bammers. Because you, over the last 3 years, you done made me buy a whole bunch of damn merchandise. That's costing me a whole lot of damn money. So you charged me $35 for a T-shirt. I got them for $20, y'all. They charging you $40 for a hat. I got them for $20. You see how that work? Hit me up on Facebook, and I'll hook you up today. If you buy two, guess what? I'll give you one half price if the price is right. I got the T-shirts in white. I got the T-shirts in black. I got the hell to the ACTR, motherfucker, if you want that jack.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Yeah. Don't call on the Lord. Don't call on the Lord. I just cuss.
But you said his name. So you said his name. So we're gonna have to bring Huckleberry, Mr. 57, on in on this.
See, 57. See, I had it right. I was going to say 75. Then I said, oh, that Negro going to cuss my ass out. So I just said 57. you know
I'm
why?
Your
you
Huckleberry.
Know why I thought hey, Jeff, y'all know why I thought of 57?
75.
Hey, what's that A1 song? That A1 song got 57 on it, don't it? A1 57. See what I mean? A1.
He's A1.
But at the end of the day, though, when it all comes down to it, I'm kind of liking the Washington football team, and my second choice, I can get down with the Red Wolves. I made me a couple of videos howling like a jackass or something. So. I mean, you know, it might get a little annoying to other fans. I think you might see some fights brew from, especially when some of the people get drunk and start howling. Oh, I can see a fight breaking out. I could go with Red Wolves, but also I never thought about that red thing you just said, Kale, about the red, about that why I got to be red something, and the damn color's gonna be burgundy and gold. Do that make sense?
Don't make sense at all.
None of it makes sense, Rev, because first of all, y'all the Washington football team playing in Maryland. So, I mean, nothing for y'all do make sense. But playing the game,
now you understand what I was saying about Chewbacca. Now, you see that? Chewbacca live on a damn planet with some 2 feet midgets, and don't nobody say nothing about that. It don't make no sense.
Hey,
I mean, we say stuff about it, but what can we do about it? We can't do nothing about it. We can only talk about it.
No,
we're not the team.
That's
not my team anyway.
I beat him in his legs with a bat. I break Chewbacca ass down the side. Yeah, I'm pro Chewbacca.
I ain't never liked Chewbacca
in the day. All that, what the fuck is, and they had to make him brown. Why couldn't they make a white Chewbacca? Huh?
You gonna watch your mouth or you gonna be executed in Chewbacca fashion real quick like.
I'm sorry.
Watch your mouth,
man. I'm sorry. I had some Hennessy and apple juice.
Marlboro, calm you down. You need to get you some Marlboro so they can calm you down.
He said, drink the wine and remember me, but I couldn't get no wine, so I got the liquor. I remember him.
Hold on. Well, Ram, let's see what 57 got to say, because you called him out and you ain't let him get a chance to say nothing. You kept cutting him off real quick. But let him say what he got to say, because you called him out. Go ahead, 57.
Right. I ain't never seen nobody come.
But go ahead, 57. I forgot what I wanted to say, man.
Sorry,
57. Real T put a lot out there today, man. I started asking
about
T. Who you think looks? What do you think about who looked the best, Jennifer Lopez or Betty Rubble? That's the question.
Oh my God.
Now, think about that right there, Rare. You ain't the only crazy one on this phone.
No, I like Dino's girlfriend. I like Dino's girlfriend. And if you really want to know, Bama, I had a Miss Piggy lunchbox. I had a love affair. Matter of fact, I had a couple of holes in her poster in my. Don't go there. I'm just saying. What'd you say? See that? Oh, Miss Piggy. See that?
I said nothing about Miss Piggy. That's strong, bro.
No.
I ain't saying nothing about your woman.
No.
But let me say this.
Like
let me get back to sports real quick. Can I get back to sports real quick?
Please.
Look.
Please.
Let me say this. I don't know if this might be off base, but before I called in, I watched this 15-minute program on Michael Jordan. Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why we keep having this discussion about who the greatest is all the time. You know, I don't know why we keep going LeBron or Michael. Ain't no comparison. Nothing against LeBron. Just ain't no comparison
right.
out there when it comes to Michael. Nothing against
right.
LeBron at all. I'm going to stop saying that. Michael
you don't
got to
apologize for that 57 because that's the truth.
Hey.
It ain't no comparison.
Yeah.
You don't got to apologize for that because it ain't no – you telling the truth.
Mm.
It ain't no comparison between Michael Jackson and LeBron James.
But it
is a comparison. It is one.
Them hairlines. Okay,
yes, it is.
We're talking about sports, though.
You on joke time. Yeah. Mike went on and cut his. LeBron decided to dye his hat. Okay, cool. That's the area.
Right.
Mike carried a wallet. LeBron carried the purse. Okay. That ain't got nothing to do with the fact that Mike is a six-time NBA champion, six-time MVP, and LeBron, again, all of a sudden, it matters now how many times you went to the NBA Finals instead of how many times you actually won it. This man
and also on the same team.
This man has lost
right.
more times than he has won. So don't talk to me about it. Go listen. I'll be the first to say LeBron is a great player. Great player. I give them all props because to win an NBA championship four times is an accomplishment. But let's not forget, and this is what sees me off the work. Nobody says a word about Kobe Bryant. He's the greatest thing to Mike that we've ever seen.
Right.
Nobody ever
can
said anything about Kobe Bryant. And that teased me off. That teased me off. Because it ain't too many. Let me say this real. I got you, Tree. It ain't too many players that we can. There aren't too many players that we can say every time they stepped on the floor, they gave every single drop of themselves. Michael Jordan was a player that did it. Kobe Bryant was a player that did it. And for real, we got to go into Wilt Chamberlain. Kevin Durant is starting to develop that name, but he got a couple more championships to win in order to gain that acknowledgement. But it kills me how people just don't even talk about Kobe. Go ahead,
Miss T.
I'm sorry, baby.
No, you good. Only thing I was gonna say was, is this not fair to the players to compare them against each other? It's just not fair to do that. So if we're gonna do that, we need to do it in order that it's the people are there. So Michael Jordan is the GOAT. Period. And then it's Kobe, and then it's LeBron. There's nothing wrong with being the third best player in the world. It's 5,000 players that have played this game, and we're only talking about three players. Like, what?
Well, Sid,
that's what we
can
need
I ask
to
a question?
Ourselves.
Can
what
I ask
we
you
need
a question, Sid?
Yeah.
Would you put LeBron above Larry Bird and Magic Johnson?
No.
No.
Yet.
Okay.
No.
No. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. That's why, because it's other players that we don't even talk about. Oscar Robinson, you know what I'm saying? We don't even say nothing about him. The Iceman, we don't say nothing about these players that got 10 rings on their fingers. Why? You know, he can't. He had to put a one on his thumb.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. He is the GOAT, for real, for real. If we want to really talk about it, Michael Jordan probably number five.
Well, if you go, hey, look, and you're right, sis, if you go back and throw Dr. J's name out there on the floor, you know?
Bam.
All the people, them guys, you know? Yeah. Even though he only got one ring in
it. In one game.
Huh?
Well,
he scored 100 points in the game.
It depends on what we're see, and this is where it gets so complicated in sports, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody excites us, and instantly we want to renew what it is to be number one. We want to renew what it means to be a GOAT. And greatest
pushing the bar,
Kale.
Pushing the bar. They saw that pushing the bar. Pushing the bar. That means once they get there, then you be like, well, you ain't do X, Y, Z. That means you pushing the bar back some more for them to do more things for you to say that person is great.
Well,
so the bar is always
you know what? I am, for one, I am one who has decided to break it down in the form of who's more entertaining. Who's more entertaining? I look at the things that Kobe did on the court. Kobe was entertaining every time. I don't care whether it was scoring 78 against Portland or whomever that was. I forgot. I can't remember who exactly it was he scored that many points against. Or a dunk, or even on the defensive end, stealing the ball, blocking the shot. Greatest of all times mean a person who put all into it. And I'm sorry, LeBron fans, I'm sorry. There are times when I've seen this young man on the court not giving his all. That king moniker that he's accepted and calls himself from time to time, a king doesn't do that. A king doesn't do that. He's had coaches who have said there have been times where he's given up. He's quit on his team.
Thank you, Kale.
That's not
for bringing that up. Thank you.
I'm sorry. That bothers me.
But Kale, even with him calling himself the king, right, I think all men that stand up and be men are kings. That part by itself. So I don't mind him calling himself a king and all that. Take that. Yeah, you are. You a king. You a king too, Dale. All my men that stand up and be real men, they're kings. So I don't mind him calling himself a king. I mind him. I personally, because I'm a LeBron fan, but he's not the number one. He's not the number two. He's not the number three. You know what I'm saying? He's not the GOAT. I'm just a real fan watching sports. You know? And he's, like you just said, he don't give his all the time. Because he feel like he don't have to give his all the time. But Kobe did. Magic did. Hmm. Oscar did. Magic did. I mean, MJ did.
Bird did.
They gave their all, but we don't talk about those people. You know what I'm saying? They gave their all the time.
Robert Ory.
Him too.
There are endless names in the NBA that we go.
Yes. I think Robert Ory got seven rings, don't he?
Six.
Yeah, Robert Ory.
Oh,
he got six.
I thought he had seven.
I thought it was seven.
Yep, I thought
now I'm about to look it up.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
And you, if I can say something, if y'all don't mind, this is something nobody ever brings up. There was one year, nobody else has done it. There was just one year that Michael won MVP of the league, defensive player of the year, and offensive player of the year in the same year. One player.
Yeah.
Nobody else has done that.
Wow.
Yeah, right. He got 7 rings. Robert Horry got 7 rings. 1994, 1995, 2000, 2001, 2003, 2005, 2007. He got 7
Big
rings.
Big shot Rob.
Big shot,
yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
And that man is a king.
Rob isn't considered in that category because Rob was like a utility man. He was a shooter for hire because he bounced around and made his bone or his championship with the teams that he bounced around. Exactly. So it's not like Big Shot Bob did his thing for one team and one team only. He was Kevin Durant.
He moved around.
He was Kevin Durant with that move with Klay Thompson in them before Kevin Durant did it. Because Big Shot Bob, if you look at the teams that he jumped on, they always had a good winning record. It just so happened Bob was that piece that was missing. So, that's how that goes. Lou, how you doing today?
Hey.
All right.
Good job.
Can't go on Big Shot Bob. And don't forget about probably his greatest moment of all.
Which was?
Game 5 against the Sacramento Kings makes the winning shot.
Remind me, is that the one he banked off the backboard? The three-pointer he banked off the backboard? Yes, I remember that one. I remember that one.
I almost dropped that.
I can't believe it. I went out on the court.
Neither could I.
Wow.
I wanted to.
I mean, they were down
shot.
23 points.
Right.
Yeah, and they came back to win.
Yeah, wow. We can, you know, and I really don't want no one to think that this is a hate LeBron session, because I don't hate that young man. First of all, he's a young black brother that has it together, that is doing his thing both on and off the court. You got to love. But again, like I say, when it all boils down, there are times I can remember him not giving his all on the court. There are times that I remember him deferring the last shot to another player. Nah, you can't do that, dog. You can't do that. So, you know.
No.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, me.
Go ahead.
Me personally, I don't care what you do on the outside. If you ain't killing and raping If you ain't killing and terrorizing people, if you ain't doing that, your personal life is your personal life. When I judge LeBron, I judge LeBron by what I see on the court. What he do off the court, I could care less. You know, and just like you, Kel, his first stint in Cleveland, I remember them being in the playoffs or the championship when he just gave up. I remember a couple of times since he's been in the NBA, if they weren't going to win, he just didn't put out anymore. You know, and for me, that doesn't go away. I don't care how – I remember – I'm like, okay, is this guy going to quit on us or what? So –
Yeah. And for him to be – I called Brother Ted and Debo, because I was just so irate watching Undisputed. You know, I everyone knows I'm a sports fan, sports nut. And
right.
If you're going to have a sports talk show, then you should talk about more than one team and one player.
Yes.
And I swear
yes.
to you, it's always the Cowboys or LeBron that they talk about on Undisputed. Every now and then, you'll get a subject about Tom Brady, because Skip loves Brady and his greatness. But for the most part, it's a story on the Cowboys or LeBron James. And even when they're just talking basketball, it'll start basketball on a basketball level, and then it goes to LeBron James. And I'm like, dude, you know what? I realize what it is. LeBron has done nothing to make me say that I dislike him or he's getting on my nerves. It's the people that support him. It's the people that are trying
right.
their damnedest to lift him up to a level of a Magic Johnson, a Michael Jordan, a Kobe Bryant. He's not there. That's not him. But I do appreciate him for what he is and where he is. You know? It burned me up yesterday. I'm like, there are 32 other teams. And all we're talking about is Zach and freaking Ezekiel Elliott being in the same quarterback room. Really?
Yeah.
When you got Zach
right.
Wilson turning up in the preseason.
And Trey Lance lighting them up.
Anyway, Trey Lance doing his thing. I give him his props. I give him his props.
Yeah.
Yes, he is doing his thing. Yeah. I mean, but this is what sports talk is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be everything that you could think of as a subject for one team. Let
what?
Alone a team done nothing. A team who's done nothing. And 57, hold your tongue. Because I take
yep.
pride in the fact
mm-hmm.
that we talk about Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Dallas, as much as we talk about Washington. I take pride in that. Matter of fact, I make sure that we do so that we won't be another Undisputed. I make sure.
Well, hey, I'm not saying that, Kale. No, I'm not saying that. But I can understand why they talk about Dallas more than they would talk about the Washington football team. Dallas got a better team. Dallas going to win that division.
Why do you feel? Ooh. Tell me why you feel Dallas has a better team.
Dallas
because
got a better offensive line. They got a better offensive line, better quarterback, better running back. You asked me. I'm just trying to ask. That's all.
Okay.
I know you don't want to hear this, but you know it's just the truth. I'm just telling you the truth. That's it.
We're
no,
talking
about
Go ahead,
yeah, I don't want to let me explain it. Say what you got to say.
Yeah. I just said it, Kale. Y'all ain't got nothing but a defense. That's it. And not all
nothing
of them are bona fide.
Wow. Now this is what trips me out.
This is what I do on my show.
This is what trips
say
me
what?
Out, you know. Y'all don't have nothing but a defense. But we all know defense wins championships.
Okay, well, we're going to see if your defense can win one for you this year, Kale, because your offense can't.
And listen, that same offensive line that you were just promoting held Zeke Elliott to under 100 yards every time that they came against us. Dak Prescott didn't even play against that defense that you're saying is nothing but a defense. And we're going 2021.
We're going to see this season,
man. I hear Soundback coming on. I do too, Street. I hope they ain't.
Okay. Oh, you wear side bet when it's not your team we play. Bark, 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 chicken.
Ooh.
Hatchet, man.
Ooh.
Better, come on, Marcus.
Oh, Marcus in here?
Yeah, Marcus in here.
Oh, shit.
I got the right person, right? Don't I, Mark? There is you, Mark. Marcus, you got us on mute, man. Take us off mute.
Yeah, take us off mute.
Marcus, you with me?
I think something wrong with his phone.
Marcus, you with me? Marcus. And he just said, let me chime in, please. And I bring him on. I don't hear that. But anyway,
can you hear me?
You know, I don't.
Can you hear me now?
There you go, Cam.
All right, my fault. That's my AirPods. Hey, look, I done said this about 57 before. I done said this about him. And I'm not picking on you, 57. Real talk, man. Listen, you don't pay attention to our team. But you always got something to say about. If you was really paying attention to the team, you wouldn't have even said nothing that you just said. You wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And if you was really paying attention to Dallas, you wouldn't have said that.
Explain to me why, sir.
I'm gonna explain to you. Do you know the injury that Dak Prescott had? That injury, they ain't even put the boy on the field yet.
But they say he's fine.
No, they say he's fine, but that's what I'm saying.
You ain't seen him be fine.
They say he's fine.
57, you should sound stupid saying that, man.
I'm
just throwing out the facts. That's all.
That's not a fact. That's just them.
That's shooting opinion.
Hey, look. That's why I ain't want to bring this up, man, because I knew that was going to hurt you watching them fans.
I'm just keeping it a stack with you because I know you're not paying attention. Because if you was, you wouldn't have never said that. I bet you. No, I am paying attention, though.
I'm sorry, man. You know, every now and then, we as Washington fans, we have to leave Bammers like you to the water, man, because with your head down in it and your feet touching it, you still don't know that it's a pond right in front of you. So right now and then, we got to let you know, dude, drink here. Enjoy it. Lou is a Dallas fan, and you haven't heard Lou support one thing that you have said.
Ask Tane what he think.
Why? Okay. So
he out there with the grandbabies right now.
No, I'm just saying we feel the same way about this conversation right here that we having. We already talked about it. If Dallas stays healthy, they should win that division.
Right, they should.
Now Lou agrees with that.
I'm not just talking to be talking,
Marcus. I'm paying attention, baby.
No, you're not, bro. You really not.
I expect the Dallas fans to back his team. I don't understand how a guy who hasn't played a down in over 10 months, they have all this faith in. A guy who we were lied to as football fans, not just Cowboy fans, I'm saying football fans in general. We all were lied to. Oh, it's just a sprain. Oh, it's just a muscle out of order. They went to damn baseball teams to find out how to heal this injury, an injury that football players, quarterbacks, normally don't even get. And you got so much faith in this dude that he's going to win the NFC East even.
But the motion is the same, Kale.
I can understand if you said the Giants. I can understand that. Because they have a serviceable quarterback, and Saquon Barkley is coming back. So I can understand if you said the Giants. But tell me which team is more in dire straits. The team who has a running back who missed half the season or more, or the team who has a quarterback who missed half the season or more? Dog, it's as simple as this. The most important position on the field at all times is the quarterback. All times.
Kale.
And I've watched Dak over and over again on the promos and the commercials. Dak Prescott is out there soft tossing the football. He's not putting anything into it.
Why would he be out there throwing the ball like he's trying to throw it 100 yards down the field? That's what he's supposed to be doing, just out there tossing it. Not supposed to be out there trying to throw that ball 100 yards. He's not in the game. Come on, guys.
And as a little league coach, I had my little league lineman trying to throw the ball 100 yards down the field, too.
That's your
practice?
Coaching method, Kev. That's your coaching
what about
method.
That practice?
You said you had them doing it. Come on, man. Okay.
Look,
tomato,
let me tell you
tomato.
Something. They go to the baseball people because the way the pitcher throws the rotation is the same when you're throwing the ball.
No,
you're coming from behind
not.
The ear. It's the same. Okay,
no,
bro.
No,
hey, Kale, I know it's
not.
Your corner,
it's
man,
not.
But
how
don't mean come, everything on the corner
come,
is right.
Listening to this, how come more quarterbacks haven't experienced Tommy John or the same type of injury? Why is it that
right.
this
That's
year,
not
Dak
what
Prescott,
I said.
This year,
That's not
this
what
year,
I said. That's
listen,
not what
listen.
I said.
This year, Dak Prescott is the only quarterback to suffer this type of injury. Ever. That means everyone that has played that quarterback position from Johnny Unitas all the way up has never had this injury. Come on, man. Come on, dog. Figure it out.
Anyway, I stand by what I just said, man. If Dallas Cowboys stay healthy and nobody gets hurt, they should win that division. Woo-saw. Woo-saw.
You would say that, being as though we beat y'all. You would say something like that.
Hey, Kale. Hey, Kale. That's Bobby Boucher.
Yeah, Bobby Boucher. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782 is the number. When we come back, it's time to make those picks. Miss Treat, get them ready, baby.
I got
them.
Welcome to the good life. Welcome to the good life.
The wait is over.
Welcome to the good life.
And after all the talk, all I gotta say is,
welcome to the good life.
You're welcome. You're all welcome. Like we always do at this time. I go for mine. I got to shine, now throw your hands up in the sky. Your hope for mine, I got to shine, now throw your hands up in the sky.
I'ma get on the TV, mama, push you down.
Hey, welcome to the good life, with to the sales, won't even get pulled over in they new V. The good life, let's go on a living spree. They say the best things in life are free. The good life, it feel like Atlanta, it feel like LA, it feel like Miami, it feel like NY. Summertime shy, ah. So I roll through good. Y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood. Ferrari.
Ferrari.
I wish it was the wood. I wish the MF wood. I was waiting for that song.
Listen, I wish a 57 would.
Hey, Kale.
Trees, have you decided who you're going to let be a part of the pick this week?
Yeah.
I know we got 57, Acho, Marcus, and Lou. Lou is online
yeah.
with us. Okay, that's cool. What do you want, 57? I heard you yelling.
Oh, no, I can't remember what I was about to say. All I gotta say is I can't wait to you and Marcus remember Precy. I hope you wrote all this stuff down, all that crap Marcus was talking. Kale took 15 minutes of airtime to explain himself. I hope you wrote all that stuff down.
I got it all.
She ain't got to write nothing. It's all recorded, babe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Jetsons, Mr. Flintstone. Fred Flintstone, welcome to the Jetsons. Come on, see these things, though.
That's the way I love y'all. This ain't no
That's
joke.
Right.
That's the way I get my life every Tuesday and Thursday on this show. I ain't lying. So y'all ready?
Unique.
We got all the players
ready.
Playing.
Ready.
57 and Marcus. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
We just
ready
picking
to go.
Teams. That's all. We just picking teams, y'all.
They win.
Win. And
okay.
We starting with you, 57. Colts Lions.
Colts.
Lou.
Colts.
Come on, Marcus.
Colts.
Kale.
Colts.
I'm going Colts as well.
Unanimous.
Eagles.
Okay.
Eagles, Jets. Eagles, Jets. Come on, 57. I started with you. I'm keeping on with you.
Jets.
Marcus?
Jets.
How about you, Lou?
I'm going with the Jets.
Can I just say this? How about last year when we did our picks? Nobody
mm-hmm.
ever picked the Jets. Ever.
How interesting.
Hey, Zach Wilson.
Come on, Kale, with Eagles Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Yeah. That's a sweet. That's another sweet. Steelers, Panthers. Come on, Kale. We'll start with you with this.
Not really, no.
Oh, you really want to start with me? I'm picking the damn Panthers. Yeah.
You know Daisy. You know Daisy at all.
Come on, 57.
Pittsburgh, baby.
Lou.
Steelers.
Come on, Marcus.
Unfortunately, the Steelers.
Hurt you to say that, didn't it, Marcus?
Nah, you know, that's family team, man. I just don't pick them because you on the phone. Oh,
sorry. Hey, Marcus, that's good enough for me, bro. I can work with that.
I just give you a lot of shit, man.
Yeah, hey, man, that's why we on here, Marcus. That's why we on here.
And he gives
everybody the blues, man. That's what I'm saying. Let me tell you something, everybody the blues. Just for no reason.
Yeah, he do. Yeah, he do. Oh, it's a reason. It's a reason because he get attached to talk Sugar Honey Ice Tea. That's
yeah,
all.
For sure. That's for sure.
Let's
Not
keep
just
it moving, you guys. Oh, Lord. Vikings, Chiefs. Vikings, Chiefs. I'm going to start with myself on this one. I'm going Chiefs. And then I'm going to Marcus.
I'm going Chiefs.
Okay. Come on, Lou.
Kansas City, here I come.
I know, that's right.
I had to do it.
You had to?
I had to do it. Sorry.
Come on, 57.
Kansas City.
Kale.
Yeah.
Bring up the ring.
Yeah, man. I did not want to say the same thing 57 said, but I got to say it. Kansas City, man.
Damn.
Wait,
you
got to
pick the winner. Forget going with somebody else
there.
You got to pick the winner.
Yep.
If you
try
to pick your crown back.
I know. That's why I just went on Kansas City. I almost cut out. Come on, Trace. Let's roll.
Let's go Packers, Bills. And when I say the first name, the last name is who's the last team is going to be where they're playing at. So Packers, Bills. Let's go, Marcus.
I'm going
to go Bills.
Come on, Kale.
Bills.
Ted, Lou.
Packers.
Come on, 57.
I'm out of Marlboros.
Oh, Lord. So what you want, the Packers
means...
or you want a beer?
Huh? Which one of them got Marlboros? I'm with the Bills.
I don't know. You know what? You play too much. I'm going Bills. Now, we're going to do Battle of the Beltway, people. Battle of the Beltway. Raven Washington. Well, let's start with old 57.
Why you do me like that?
Because Trees Patty, Trees Patty,
yeah, she did. Hey, look, you see how she did us, right?
Look, on your team, we going to go with Kale. On my team, we going with 57.
Well, I'm going with Baltimore.
You going with Baltimore?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Come on, Lou.
Ravens.
Marcus.
Marcus had the whole tight, but we know who he's going for. Marcus.
Yeah, absolutely. I put it down for Washington.
Yeah.
And, Kale, I'm going to put you down for Washington.
I want to hear him say it, Tree.
Kale, what do you want? Ravens, Washington.
I want my daddy records back. you know I'm going Washington. I ain't going nothing but Washington.
I know that's right. I'm going Ravens.
Okay. Y'all oh, we got our brother Ted on. How many more we got to go?
I can bring Ted up real quick.
Come on, Ted.
Because we only did a couple. Ted, I'm going to go to you.
Yo.
You just give me your answers, okay?
Right. I heard some of the Kansas City things and all that.
Okay, Coach Lyons.
Coach.
Jets Eagles.
I'm gonna go with Eagles.
Steelers Panthers.
Say that one more time.
Steelers or the Panthers?
Oh, I don't want to give. I'm gonna go with Steelers. 57.
Vikings Chiefs.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I ain't giving no NFC team no love but the Bears. I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
I know, that's right. Packers, Bills.
So that, who the Bills?
Packers or the Bills?
Packers. No, Bills. I'm sorry. I don't want, yeah, No NFC team. Packers. I mean, Bills. Bills, I'm sorry.
I'm the odd man out. Wow.
Ravens, Washington.
I'm going to go with Washington.
You said no NFC team. You just said no NFC team.
In my division.
Except your team.
But in my division. But it's the reason I'm going with Washington. I don't want to say so.
Why you don't want to say that? Ain't it a football move? Why you don't want to say? You scared?
No, because me and my brother know.
It's
you and your this a little inside joke.
No,
joke.
What I'm gonna say, every time he say when I go for his team, I be jinxing his team. So you know what I mean, or whatever. He be calling me jinxing his team. I say I ain't got nothing to do with your team. You know what I'm saying? So when I go for them, they lose. When I go against them, they win. So,
well,
that
ain't
it.
You got that problem too, huh?
No, it ain't my team, man. 57 on side, no mess, man. I'm just in the city. I do give them, love, more love than I get Pittsburgh, because I ain't in Pittsburgh. I'm in D.C., Washington area, buddy.
But, Ted, I call love you fallback. I call you fallback Ted. You always got another team that you like.
Hey, I'm going to tell you bottom line. I ain't getting paid off none of these teams, so you know what I'm saying? To really rock like that, it's all good, of course, and fair and fun, but, you know, they ain't paying out my bills, bro.
Have you caught Ted up yet? Is he caught up with the rest of it?
Yep, y'all ready?
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Let's go, Bears. Hold on.
Hey guys, before I go, can I just put in my show before I sign off? Show is called the Enhanced Sports Show. It's on Saturdays 5 to 7 p.m. East Coast time. The number to call is 512-543-4662. I'll say it again, 512-543-4662. We'll discuss the NFL last week of preseason. We'll have college football predictions. We'll talk about the MLB. Especially with the longest losing streak in over three decades finally over, that means the Orioles. We'll also have some basketball talk, and I'll even talk WWE SummerSlam that happened last week. So if you got time, give a call.
Put that number again.
All right, y'all. Yeah,
okay.
Support
right.
Brother
Lou.
I'll
be hearing you on the show. Thanks.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break.
Tell Lou to text in the rest of his predictions.
Okay.
So
3782-563-999-3782. We come back the rest of these picks, y'all.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarterpiece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed, this that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA.
Oh, that was cranking, but we gotta go. Since Lou has dropped off, Tree, we're gonna bring Chang on for the rest of the pick, and then the ones that he missed. Yeah, you just kept him up. All right, let's go. What's up, Chang?
Hey, Corner family. How y'all doing today? What's up, Miss T57?
What's up, T?
Big boy.
You must have heard 57 calling for your name, man. You must have heard 57 calling you.
He needed a lifeline. He needed a lifeline.
Hey, listen. He 57, being a Pittsburgh fan, done told me your Cowboys going to win my division. Ain't that funny? But come on, we ain't going to go back
brain,
down
there. Man. Okay, you're going to go back
using
his brain. All right, yeah, that's okay. Bad. That's great.
The one that he using the one he's sitting on. Go ahead, come on, Tree.
Yeah, I ain't messing with none of y'all right now. Bears, Titans. Okay, Bears, Titans. Come on, Tang.
Bears.
My man.
Come on, Ted.
Bears, you know it.
I know. Marcus.
Marcus, remember Marcus had to go, guys.
Oh, that's right. He's still, my bad. Come on, Lou. Oh, shoot. 57.
You got
it. Titan.
You, Bama.
Hey, man. Bama's going to have a bad year this year. The Bears, y'all think y'all gonna have a good year? Y'all gonna be terrible. Terrible.
Oh,
okay, come on, Barkley.
You know.
Come on, Kale. Bears, Titans. Come on, Kale.
Bears, Chicago. The Bears.
I'm going Titans. Buccaneers, Texans. Come on, Kale.
That's a hard one. Tampa Bay.
Okay. Come on, 57.
The other team.
Boy.
Tight Texans.
Oh.
Yep.
Come on, Ted.
Tampa Brady.
I know that's right. Come on, Chang.
Texas.
I'm going Buck.
He don't know football.
I ain't messing with you right now, 57. Cardinals, Saints. Come on, 57, since you want to talk.
Saints.
Come on, Chang.
Saints.
Kale.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
Come on, Ted.
I'm going to go with the Saints. Although 57 going with them, I'm going to go with them, though. They got, like Tank said, they're going to win, you know.
I'm going Saints as well. Rams, Broncos. Come on, Tank.
Ooh. Broncos.
Come on, Ted.
I'm going to go with the Rams.
57.
Broncos.
I mean, Kale.
I'm going to Broncos.
Me as well.
The Rams going to put something on them, man. They got a good defense, and that Stafford got something to prove.
We're going to see.
That's why we're going with that.
We're going to have to see.
That's why we're going with the Broncos.
We're not going to play
Chargers.
That much either.
Chargers, Seahawks. Come on, Kale.
Going with them Hawks. Man.
Tang.
Seahawks.
57.
I'm going with the boats.
The what? Oh, Charles.
The boat.
You play too much.
The boat. Boat.
Come on, my pig.
He was around.
I'm going to go with Sierra.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
How does she make that boy feel?
Y'all, I like that. I know that's right.
Okay.
I know Debo.
Jaguars. I know, right? That was a good one. Jaguars versus the Cowboys. Come on, Kale.
Dang. You see what I'm saying? Hey,
you just don't want to win.
Way to come with him first. Way to come with him first, Lady T.
Yeah.
Way to do it, Lady T.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, where did your wife find all this pettiness at, man? You know what I mean? Were they giving it away at the hospital, right? You know what I'm saying?
No. She doing it right. She doing the show. She doing it right.
Thank you, Ted. Give me a cap, Ted. Thank you. Come on, Kale, with it. Jaguars, Cowboys.
I got to go Jaguars, man. That's
you don't want to win.
I
you
cannot
gotta go
say
with
that.
Jaguars?
I got to. I got to. I got
okay.
57 on my back. I got 57
you
on my back.
Ask me to see.
Say what you got to say. They want me to ask anyway. I had to ask
Cowboys.
Everybody else.
Cowboys. Okay, Cowboys.
All right, 57. You up.
Cowboys.
See, that's why I go to him first. Come on, Ted.
I'm going to say them Cowboys. They're going to win. They got a better squad.
Yeah, I picked them as well.
You're going to go against us all year long, and that's going to mess you up every week.
Hey, well, you know what? It's only $5. That's what I'm looking at.
I know that's right, bro. I'm with you. That's a good one. You right.
Y'all heard my head over here. I cannot take it. Let me get through these last four, please, and thank y'all. Dolphins, Bengals. Come on, Ted.
Cincinnati.
Okay.
57.
Cincinnati.
Tang.
Cincinnati.
Kale.
Dolphins.
Ooh. There you go.
He's Bama.
You done went down that wormhole, can't get out.
You're going to lose all your money. It sure is.
He can't get out. He can't get out. He gone.
He can't get out. Sink it down slowly.
I just tell my job I need some overtime. Go into the next game.
You ain't gonna tell your job you need some overtime. I'm gonna hire you. I need some electric work done out back.
You know what I'm talking about? See?
All right, y'all. We're gonna keep this train moving, and I'm talking about moving because we're going to Santa Clara, Raiders and the 49ers. Raiders, 49ers. I'm gonna start with myself. 49ers, it is. How about you, 57?
Who they playing?
Raiders.
Who's going to be the
quarterback?
The Raiders.
Who's
going to
be the quarterback first of San Francisco?
Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still the preseason, so we ain't got to have that argument yet. But,
you ain't lying.
I think we're gonna see a little bit of both of them, kid.
Yep. I think so too, because that's how Kyle Shanahan is. I think he's gonna play it out. But who you got, Ted? Raiders, 49ers.
49.
Go ahead, babe. I understand. 14.
49ers.
I know that's right. Come on, Kale. Who you got? Let me just go ahead and write Raiders.
The Raiders, you damn skipper.
49ers, he's all his money.
He's a
Bama. If he don't never pick the 49ers, he don't never pick the Cowboys, and he don't never pick the Steelers. So he's going to lose all his money.
Well, no, he picked the Bears, he's good.
I want you to lose all your money. I need some work done out back, I told you. I need some work done out back.
Well, hey, listen, I ain't hustling electrical work. I'm just saying you know that. And once we get serious about it, then I'll make. Right now it's preseason,
I know
you are. So I can say, you know what I mean? Patriots, Giants.
Let's keep it moving, guys. Patriots, Giants. Come on, Kale. Patriots, Giants.
Patriots.
Come on, Tang.
Patriots, New England.
57.
Giants.
Come on, team.
Boy.
Patriots. And push, you know it's going to be copper, copper.
Okay, and the Patriots for myself. And the last one is Cleveland Browns at Atlanta Falcons. That is the last game for Sunday night. Browns versus the Falcons. Come on, Ted.
Brown.
57.
Dog pound.
Browns.
Come on, Tang.
Cleveland, baby. That dog pound.
Yep, yep.
Come on, Kale.
57. They're going to be rough with y'all this year.
Yeah.
Oh, no, then.
Cleveland.
Hey, Cleveland might win that division, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm going to say this. If a bullfrog has wings, he wouldn't bump his ass so much.
You know what?
Hey, with this with these crazy disease, a bullfrog might have some wings. You never know.
You ain't never know. By the time COVID get done with it, it's gonna be some living with wings. Go ahead.
I can't. Why is it? So we got a little bit of time. I'm gonna catch Tang up so that way it can be on record and it won't be just him telling me what he needs. So Tang, Coach Lions, Tang.
No, Trees, y'all can do that off air.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk about these comments that Dwayne Haskins made about the Washington coaching.
Fine.
All right, 563-999-3782 is the number. We'll be right back.
Flow straight out of our lips. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us floor rush when the DJ's booming classics. You dig the crew on the fattest hip-hop record. He touched the kinks and sinks into the sound. Cheap frequency, fatter joints caught underground. Our funk dooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimension? Why it's so fly, cause hip-hop kept some drama. When butterfly rocks the light, we sway boomers. What by the cut, we push it off the corner. How was the buzz the entire hip-hop era? Was fresh and fact since we started saying Audi? Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like miles and shit. Like 60 funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap what he beat to lock. But I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that.
I love that rhyme. Like that one little rhyme. You know, sometimes the songs, it's just one little part that hits you right. You know what I mean? Like the last bite of the Whopper or the Big Mac or whatever. It just hits the right spot. That rhyme. TB to that, TB to lot. I'm cool like that. Now, let's talk about who's not cool like that, okay? Dwayne Haskins in a interview on yesterday comes out and says he loves the way Pittsburgh coaching staff come and gives him an in-depth look at the opposing team, the team they're about to face. And he went on to say, No one has ever taken the time to give him that in-depth of a look at the team that they're about to face. And I'm going to say, Dwayne Haskins, you are a damn lie.
You are a damn lie. Because how come every other quarterback that was on that Washington roster knew exactly and what to expect and what to do against opposing quarterbacks? Why is it that you were the only one that seemed to never knew what to do? That's just me. That's just me. 57, I know you got something to say. Come on with it. 57 is quiet. Wow. Is this thing on?
No.
Trees,
hey, who you
on,
want, 57
Trees.
Or me? Okay, so
come
what
on,
I was Trees. what I wanted to say was, I wasn't there. I don't know if he's speaking his truth and just ad-libbing a little bit to it, embellishing it. I don't know. I wasn't there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like some he wasn't the quarterback that they really wanted for the team that you have now. So
mm-hmm.
the
well,
coaching staff and everything probably shunned him out a little bit because he wasn't their pick. So even with every lie, there's a little bit of truth. So I don't know what part of what he's saying is really true, and what, because a lot of people were saying what he was saying about Washington not really showing him what to do and all of that kind
of
stuff. So he's not the only one that said that. This is not the first time that I heard that.
A lot of people like who?
Some of the analysts were saying it. The reporters were saying it. I haven't heard. They normally stay in their own lane. They try not to, especially if they still getting paid and they on their policy book. So they not going to come out and say, yeah, he right. They didn't do such and such, such. But if they retired, they can come out and say whatever they want to say. So I don't know what part he's telling the truth and what part he's embellishing. I don't know. Because just like I said, with every lie, there's some truth.
I definitely feel what you said, Lady T, but I'm going to get my assessment on Dude. Dude was young, got that money. He from his hometown, and he did a lot of parties.
Right.
You know, he did a lot of parties, a lot of celebrating. He felt that he made it. You know, and I don't know how much he took the time and putting it in himself. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, coach ain't going to teach you nothing if you ain't trying to ask no questions and trying to look. Because if I'm coaching a kid and he's looking somewhere else, man, I'm like, where your attention at? You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to put it into that kid that's looking at me and looking in my eyes and watching my body language and watching me. You know? So you got to also put in that work, too. So I hear what you're saying, you know, there might be a little truth to that, but if you not sure, like, it might, you know, if they didn't want to pick him, but then also he got to gravitate towards him. He got to show that he wants to belong in the league. He want to get better, you know. They don't have to pacify him because he was a high pick, you know. You got to make
that,
it.
But even with that, right, let's switch gears for like one half second, and I'm just going to say a name, right? And I'm gonna and I want you to, what the first thing comes to your mind when I say Kwame Brown?
Kwame Brown?
Mike. I'm gonna say Mike.
Okay. Thank you. So
you say one
saying.
Answer.
Like
I'm gonna say Mike.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like he might be in that type of situation. They didn't want him there.
I think Mike wanted him there. He picked him, but then when he got to him, it's just like Kwame.
Kwame Brown was picked the first overall pick, right? Because they were going to trade him for Eldon Brand.
Nope.
Eldon Brand had been already in the league. What are you talking about?
Eldon Brand,
sure
I don't
was,
care. That's, listen, that's
nope.
what it was. Kwame Brown said it out of his own mouth.
The Wizards did not want him. Michael Jordan wanted him. The Wizards did.
If that was the case, they would have just traded the number one pick for Elton Brand. If that was
they was trying, but the league didn't want them to do that. That league stopped it. Just like they stopped Chris Paul from going to the Lakers.
They did not have to pick him. They did not have to pick him.
What I'm telling y'all is fact. This ain't no rumor. What I'm saying is fact. You can Google what I'm saying right now.
Michael Jordan is the one who pushed for Kwame Brown to come here. He's the one that wanted him.
Because 57, they wanted to trade him. As a matter of fact, this is what you Google right here. Type in Kwame Brown.
I ain't going out there because I know.
It's going to come up that Kwame Brown Ethan Thomas came out and said it. Look up Ethan Thomas, Kwame Brown.
Can you pause for a second? Let me say this. Okay. Now, as you saying the first – Wizards had the first pick. He picked up. So are you saying the first year – or you said the second year after he found out he was a bust? Because he had a choice. He didn't have to pick him, regardless of any type of trade, like Kale said.
But he did. He picked him.
Y'all know football and basketball.
Y'all don't know that story. All you got to do is Ethan Thomas came out and said it himself. He was on the team with Kwame Brown.
That's not what we're talking about. What I'm saying is Ethan Thomas came out and said exactly what I'm saying right now.
Well, he don't know.
Who the hell? We're talking about football right now. We're talking about Dwayne Haskins. Damn what happened.
But we're making a comparison, Kale.
There is no comparison. If this is the comparison that you want to use, what you're telling me is that just like Kwame went to his second team and was a bust, Dwayne is going to be a bust in Pittsburgh.
How can you be a bust and be in the league for 13 years? Because
you never lived up to your potential. You never lived up to your projected potential.
Because you was sabotaged. His career was sabotaged. Okay?
Oh, wow.
It was sabotaged and it was documented.
We're gonna have to pick this up another time.
Oh, I want to pick this up another time, Kale.
Y'all going to have to.
Until y'all
really look and see everything and hear Kwame and Ethan and all them talk about what Jordan did and how everything went down, all of y'all have a different opinion.
Yes.
If y'all ain't never seen it and y'all just know by, because everything is true what she's saying, but y'all got to look at it yourself to see what they talking about and what they did. Like, honestly, you just got to look at it. Jordan would kick the ball up in the stands and tell that man to go fetch it. They said they would come in there when it's a game, and Kwame been in there working out for 5 hours, and Doug Collins in there laughing. Until y'all really just look at it, I promise y'all wouldn't understand
y'all
it until
have
you
a
look
outcome.
At it.
I said Jordan wanted, he picked him, but after Jordan found out how he was, Jordan was very hard on him. Can I finish?
You can finish.
Jordan was hard even on his players when he was playing with the Bulls. Okay, he hit Keith Steve Kerr in the mouth, so he was hard on the kid. I'm not saying he wasn't hard on the kid, but I'm just saying my mom saying is that he picked him number one.
He traded him.
Can I say something real quick before we have to go? I thought you was finished. Can I say one thing? Go ahead.
I
don't know what Jordan did to him in practice or throwing the ball, kicking the ball up, treating him like crap or whatever, but Jordan is the one who picked Kwame Brown. He might not have liked him after he got there, but he wanted him straight out of high school, and Jordan is the one that picked him.
Let me just say this. Yes. You're right. Jordan is the one who picked him. But Jordan picked him in the mind frame to trade him. Yes, that was he wanted
that
to use
have been
him
it,
as
though,
leverage.
Because he never traded him.
He wanted
he
to
never
use
traded
him as leverage.
And he stayed there for 2 years. He never traded him.
They stopped him.
The league didn't step in. The league, no, he didn't.
Right.
Oh, my God.
But that's
okay,
a Farmer Eton. That's what, hey, it came out their mouth. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, it came
said.
Out Eton's mouth and Kwame Brown's mouth. But nobody in authority
said,
anything about that.
Chris Whitney was there. Nesbitt was there. All of them came out and said.
All of them came through. All of them said it. Whitney, all of them. All you got to do is look at it, man.
All of them came out.
And all of them said when Jordan came there that he messed. And then, like y'all saying, now how all them talking about it, they were, and all them said it.
They
loved
they
Jordan.
Said something,
when Jordan.
They should have said something while they was in the NBA. They should have said something while they was in the NBA. Nobody hear
that. You want them to
hear that whining. Nobody want to hear that whining after they done got out. Michael Jordan did them like this. It should have been bait.
When Jordan. When
I
Jordan is the face of the NBA, they shouldn't say anything.
Why just talking? But they shouldn't. He should have said something. He should have stood up for himself as a man while he was playing ball.
And then your check title?
How you going to cut off a guaranteed contract check? Come on, man. You're going to come out after you're on the league and get on the radio and whine like a little girl about what Michael Jordan did to you.
I know what a man should do.
And if he would have done that, the other men in control wouldn't have allowed him to have that 13-year career.
But I'll tell you what. If you're going to let somebody treat you any kind of way because of money, you ain't a man anyway. If money going to rule you and let somebody put their foot up your butt, you ain't a man anyway. So he deserved what he got.
Wow.
All right, y'all.
Wow.
Once again, Kim's going out with a bang and an argument once again, man. Hey, listen, I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate the hell out of y'all for real, man. Come on, Lady T. Get that thing out here, girl.
Well, y'all, it's Thursday, and y'all know it's like a Friday for us. And we love you guys. Thank you for supporting us. We love you. We love you, and we love you. Please spread all your love, all your happiness. Just spread it all around. Let somebody know, anybody know, that we're here on Kale's Corner on Tuesdays and Thursdays between 5 and 7 p.m., the number here is 563-999-3782. The number again is 563-999-3782. And if I love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. So I'll see you guys. Have a wonderful and safe weekend, and we'll see you guys Tuesday at 5 p.m. sharp. Love you guys.
Hey, man. Hey, man, listen, all I can say is thank y'all, man. Y'all just don't know, man. This show would be nothing without the 57s, the Tiggs, the Devos, the Marcuses, the Lou's, and finally, Miss T, Lady T, and myself. Man, we thank all of y'all. Like she said when we first came on, man,
We just sit on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and all we can think about is Jail's Corner, man. What we can do to make it a better show and how we can make everybody a part of it. We want to thank you all from our bottom of our heart, man. We'll check y'all on Tuesday. Good luck on y'all pick, because I think Kale going to win it, y'all. We'll check y'all on Tuesday.
Like a lollipop, yeah. Look, 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 look